Susan lives in a small town in the mountains of Central California and tells us that she listens to the coast online. She's got the app. She's got the smart speaker skills. She says she's got a bookmark on the desktop. And I hear a lot of your stories on Thursdays for I Love This Town. And it occurs to me that all small towns have a lot in common, including my small town here in the mountains. My dryer broke. My clothes dryer. It just suddenly stopped drying the clothes. So, okay, time for a new dryer. But my husband was sure he could fix it. Well, he is pretty handy with some things, especially electronics. So, okay, I thought, let him try. By the weekend, though, no joy. So I said, let's get a new one. There's a nice one at the appliance store here in town. Well, I hadn't counted on him getting stubborn. No, he was gonna fix it. The hamper was getting pretty full, and a couple days later, still no joy. We're both getting frustrated, and frankly, I'm kind of getting grumpy. So finally, by the next weekend, he caved in and said, fine, he'd go get the new dryer. I said, you're going to need to borrow somebody's truck or van. It's not going to fit, and it'll fit in my SUV. Just going to have to move some stuff around. I think it's too wide. He says, I think it'll fit. Fine, fine. Susan says, you go. She says, yep. It was a half inch too wide. One half of an inch too wide. And at that point, he told the guy at the store, I can't go home without the dryer. And, you know, it's a small town. We all see each other around. So my husband just went ahead and told Hank at the store, look, I've got to have this dryer at the house today. And Hank took pity on my guy, used his own truck to bring my dryer home. My husband sheepishly came in and said, you know, I love living in a small town. Susan, love your story. Thank you so much. And yeah, I love this town.